Yes, yes, we all know that moths are drawn to flame. But why? What do they get from the flame, except perhaps burned? It's not just moths, though. Flies, gnats, mosquitoes are also drawn to light. It's one of those annoying aspects of summer. Bugs circling the bulb by your front door, waiting for entree. Who better to ask about this phenomenon than a professor of insect physiology? Cole Gilbert joins us from Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. Professor Gilbert, welcome.
Hi.
Well, what's the attraction of light for moths and all these other bugs?
Well, it's really not an attraction to the light per se. It's a perversion of a navigation system that is called light compass orientation that a lot of animals use.
Huh.
And it works like this. A straight line locomotion is the most efficient way to search for a resource, such as male moths searching at night for females. But straight paths are hard to maintain without using some sort of external cue, like a landmark or a celestial cue.
So you're telling me that these insects have to fly in a straight line, essentially.
That's the way that would be most efficient for a male moth, for instance, who's out looking for a female. She's emitting pheromones that drift downwind, but he doesn't know which packet of air is going to have those pheromones. So if he flies straight across the direction of the wind, he'll be able to bump into that pheromone-laden packet of air much more reasonably.
I see. Okay. So these insects are using this, they use light as a compass.
And, yes.
And what they use as their cue is what exactly, the moon or?
Nocturnal insects can use the moon and diurnal insects can use the sun in much the same way.
I see.
They maintain a constant angle, let's say 45 degrees, to the celestial cue. Well, the moon is about 380,000 kilometers away, and so the moth can fly straight for many minutes maintaining that angle.
Uh-huh.
But nearby sources of light, such as porch lights or street lights, pose a problem. If the moth maintains that 45-degree angle, soon it goes past the light and it has to adjust its course, and it ends up spiraling in on the light and it ends up then by your porch door.
Hmm. So how did scientists figure this out?
The first definitive experiment kind of went back to 1911. A Swiss fellow named Felix Sanchi had an experiment that he did with ants. He blocked out, they're walking along a course, and he blocked out the position of the sun with a little shade and put a mirror on the opposite side of the ant, and they immediately turned 180 degrees and went the opposite way.
Wow. Okay. So were there earlier theories before everybody figured out that this was kind of a compass thing?
An earlier explanation was by a couple of English entomologists, William Kirby and William Spence, back in 1818. And they considered this behavior not any meaningful kind of locomotion, but they thought that it was something that insects engaged in for sport or amusement.
Okay. Well, one last thing. You probably like having bugs in your house, don't you?
I do. Certain ones I don't like to have in, but I just got a colony of bumblebees that I set up in my dining room, and they have a little tube that connects them from their colony out the window so they can go forage outside in our flower garden, bring their pollen and nectar back into the dining room, and I get to see them stuff their honey pots with this new stuff. It's great. I like having bugs around.
All right. Cole Gilbert is an associate professor of insect physiology at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.